We're doing drashat haRamban, Torat Hashem Tmima, and the Ramban is about to enter an interesting topic: the order of belief of the Jewish people. We know the Kuzari discusses this, and many Rishonim discuss this. The Torah seems to tell us a few times that the Jews believed, and the question is, what happened? How come if they believed the first time, what advanced the second time? When Moshe Rabbeinu shows up on the scene, the Jews believe. When Moshe Rabbeinu takes them out of Mitzrayim, they believe. When they see the splitting of the sea, they believe. When they see Hashem appear at Sinai, they believe. Well, if they believed before, what they believe more now? So the Ramban had discussed that we're holding page Kuf Mem Zayin in the Mosad Arav Kook edition. The Ramban had said that when Moshe Rabbeinu performed all the miracles, so then his prophecy was validated in the eyes of the people. As the verse says, they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. So that's a reference to what? To the period of the splitting of the sea. That there it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdo, we say it every morning. Even though later on Hashem tells Moshe at the revelation of Sinai, Hashem tells him, I will appear to you at Sinai, the nation will see me talking to you, and then they will believe in you forever. So what happened? They already believed in him when we had the splitting of the sea. What advancement was there at Sinai? So that's where we're holding. V'omer Rabbi Avraham, so the Ibn Ezra says, Shema shamar ha-katuv v'yam minham, that which the verse says, that the nation believed, so that it says when Moshe first showed up on the scene. Moshe comes and says, God sent me, he's taking me out of Mitzrayim, God's listened to your wailing, God's listened to your prayers. The nation believes. Then we have the splitting of the sea and they believe again. So what's the difference? So the Ibn Ezra says that the first time it says the nation believed, v'lo kolam, but not the whole nation. You had a lot of people said, okay, we believe God sent you, we believe God's taking us out of Egypt. V'chen, and so too, v'yal Yisrael, that which it says that the Jewish people saw the hand of Hashem at the splitting of the sea, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, it doesn't say all of Israel. So the general populace of the Jewish people, they believed when they saw that miracle. But when they stood at Sinai and God revealed himself to the people as a whole, then all doubt was removed completely. As the verse says, Hayom hazeh ra'inu, the Jewish people proclaimed, today we have seen ki yidaber Elokim to Adam v'chai, that God speaks to man and man can continue living. So that's how the Ibn Ezra explains that initially Moshe Rabbeinu showed up on the scene, they believed, some of them. Then they saw the splitting of the sea, so some believed. And only at Sinai did all of them have a complete belief that Hashem spoke to Moshe and that everything is legitimate. Ve'ini modelo, the Ramban says, and I don't give in, I don't agree with him. Sha'af Khan, here too, the Torah does not stress that it was the whole nation. What does it say? God says, I will do this great revelation, ba'avu yishma ha'am bidaberi imach, so that the nation will hear when I talk to you. V'lo amach kolam, God didn't say the whole nation will hear it. If the Ibn Ezra's point is that the first two times the Torah doesn't explicitly state it was the whole nation, well, here too it doesn't say it was the whole nation. V'lida'ato, and according to the opinion of the Ibn Ezra, ra'uy haya lefaresh kin, the Torah should have explicitly said this point, that at Sinai all of the nation believed. And it doesn't say that. So if that's the whole point, well then why didn't the Torah say that word? The Ibn Ezra says, because it doesn't say kol ha'am, the whole nation, the first two times, that means not everyone believed. Well, it doesn't say kol ha'am the third time either. So the Ramban says, I don't agree with that. Oh, and furthermore, shaya kore ayam suf leinei hakol. Moshe Rabbeinu splits the sea. They're standing across this massive ocean, and Moshe Rabbeinu splits the sea in front of everyone. Why didn't they all believe? If some believed, why didn't everyone believe? But rather, says the Ramban, the way I explain it and what I think is the truth, they believed that in Hashem, and they believed that Hashem performs miracles in this earth down here, as Hashem wishes. Uve Moshe, Shu'avdo. And they believed that Moshe is Hashem's servant. They saw the splitting of the sea. So they said, okay, we believe Hashem does do miracles here. And Moshe is really a servant. And God does miracles as He sees fit, because He does the miracles. But the point that they were uncertain about was this concept of prophecy. Because they didn't know, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had a dream the night before that they'd all be standing at the sea and the sea would split for them. So he knew he had a dream, but who said God spoke to him directly? Or maybe he had another way of knowing that this is what God had in mind. But did God speak directly to him or not? That they didn't know. And the Ramban over here is really following in the footsteps of the Rambam to an extent, because the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim that Moshe Rabbeinu introduced a new concept to the world. That until Moshe Rabbeinu, prophets got their private prophecy. So Avraham, God speaks to him and tells him what to do, but God doesn't tell him, go tell someone else what to do. Until Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes onto the scene, Moshe Rabbeinu says, God spoke to me and told me to tell you. Well, then why didn't God tell me? God told you to tell me? I'm supposed to believe God told you to tell me? So the Rambam says that was the big chidush of Moshe.
That's what a prophet is.
Oh, but until Moshe Rabbeinu, that wasn't what a prophet was.
What a prophet was.
What prophets do we have? Noah. God tells Noah, you build the ark, I will save you. Abram. God tells Abram, you go to the land of Israel, you will inherit this land, I will save you from your oppressors. God speaks to them in private.
How did the world know of a prophecy?
Oh, so the Rambam says that the world knew there exists a concept that God talks to people, and it seems like even in the times of the Rishonim, the philosophers agreed this concept could exist, that a person will have prophecy, as we see in the Kuzari. But this concept that God will tell you to tell me instead of talking to me directly, that was Moshe's chiddush. From then on, we all live with the concept. That's what a prophet is. That's why Moshe is called Adon Kol Anvin. Now the Rambam isn't saying that exactly. Right, and the Ramban, that's what the Ramban is saying. That the question that the Jewish people had, even after all the miracles in Egypt and the splitting of the sea, was who said God spoke to you? And maybe it was through an angel, or Al Yadei Malach. Maybe you saw an angel told you what happened, but that you speak to God, God speaks to you more correctly. But what the Jewish people had a doubt about was, is God really talking to Moshe? And that's why the Torah says, Ba'avur, Hashem says, I am appearing at Sinai and I will talk to you so that Yishma ha'am bedaberi imach, the nation will hear as I talk to you, v'gam v'chay aminu le'olam, and they will have faith in you eternally as well. So the point, the Ramban says, the literal reading of the verse is, let them hear me talking to you, and this will lock in the belief that I do talk to you. So what's the whole point of the revelation at Sinai before the Jewish people? To get them all to believe that God is talking to Moshe. And about this, that the Vigam Ze, that which the Torah says, Gam Becha, God tells Moshe, and in you too they will have faith eternally. What's you too? Vigam, you as well. Why? So our sages said, L'rabot nevi'im kayotze becha, this is coming to include prophets like you, that in future generations prophets will arise and the people will believe that I've spoken to them because of this revelation. Because of Sinai, we know that God spoke to Moshe, and by the same token He speaks to other prophets. U'mashma mize, and from here we can infer, that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was getting prophecy from God was something that was in question by them. But the Ramban says, this is the understanding, the simple understanding of what we've read till now, but it is more fitting to say about the offsprings of Abraham, שיורה מילת לעולם, לומר שיאמינו בך לדורות, that God's stressing they will believe in you forever, that's coming to stress that for generations they will believe in you. שאם יבוא נביא ויכחיש דבר מדברי משה רבינו עליו השלום, לא יאמינו לו, that if a prophet walks in and contradicts something that Moshe says, they won't believe him. מפני שידעו שהגעת למעלה עליונה בנבואה, Because the Jewish people know that you reached the highest level of prophecy and they do not question your prophecy. That will be clarified to the Jewish people from that which the Torah later says, if you have among you prophets, Hashem God appears to him with a vision. God appears to him in a dream. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees clearly without any riddles. And that which the Jewish people proclaimed after the revelation at Sinai, today we saw that God speaks to man and remains living. The stress is that now we recognize that God spoke to Moshe face to face. It's not just that God speaks to a person, but rather we see how close God is to Moshe, and Moshe remains living. So that if someone will walk in and say, well, God changed his mind, there's a new Torah, there's a new Testament, we say, wait a second, Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was validated. That we all saw is true, that God spoke to him directly and he was on a, such a high level. This guy's prophecy, go prove it. You can't prove it like it was Moshe's was proven. So what we're going to say is, no prophet, even if he's a prophet, even if he's validated his prophecy, no prophet has the power of Moshe or the power to contradict Moshe. So that's the Ramban's understanding of what happened at Sinai. Or else, says the Ramban, another understanding, yitachen lefi apshat, it's possible to say, according to the simple understanding of the verses, ki al atzman amru, they said about themselves, when they said, now we see God could speak to man and he will remain living, they, what they meant to say is like this, what we just saw at the revelation of Sinai, the nation said, is that God will speak to a whole nation, even though that whole nation is not on the level of prophecy, and they don't drop dead from this phenomenon. And that's a great miracle. And we're very scared of this situation. We're scared. If God keeps talking to us, the people said, we might just die. So we see that we could live and hear God talking to us, but from now on we don't want this. The nation turns to Moshe and says, we're scared, we can't keep doing this. You give us over the Torah. Vizehu, that is what the verse says, ki mi kol basar asher shama kol elokim chayim medaber mitoch ha'esh v'yechi. God tells the Jewish people, your sign that I've chosen you and you are my chosen people is because show me another nation that could, that's heard God talking to them and stayed alive. No one's around to tell the tale. So the Ramban gave us here two separate understandings as to what the order of belief was, and those two were after he said he doesn't accept the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra had said that the first two times they believed, when Moshe first came to the scene and then at the splitting of the Yam Suf, they believed, part of the people believed, and only at Sinai did all of them believe. The Ramban said, but the verse doesn't say that all of them believed in the, at the story of Sinai. So therefore the Ramban says that rather they believed in prophecy, but they didn't know, they believed that Hashem was running the show, and they believed that Moshe was Hashem's servant and he does whatever God wants, but they didn't know if God was really talking to Moshe, and that's what was clarified at Sinai, that they saw God spoke to Moshe. And the Ramban then developed it and said that they saw that Hashem speaks to Moshe, not only talks to him but speaks to him panim el panim, on the highest level of prophecy. And that is the point that Hashem told Moshe, they will believe in you forever, because they see that you're on the highest level of prophecy. Or else, the Ramban says, we could understand that the part of the verse that says, now we see God talks to man and he remains alive, is a reference to the nation. And that was the great miracle, like the Kuzari says, this is the route the Kuzari takes, and that the great miracle at Sinai was that we all saw that God talks to us. And the Rambam also takes this route. That was the great miracle at Sinai. And that is the thing that really strengthens our belief.
So Hashem talking to the whole nation, was it just to prove that Moshe didn't receive the prophecy face to face? Or was it all?
Yeah, those are two different understandings in the Ramban. What was the whole purpose of Sinai? The revelation of Sinai was to prove to us the elevated stature of Moshe. That from now on we'll believe this is the Torah of Moshe, is the highest prophet that ever was? Or was it a miracle for the people as a whole? And then Hashem tells us in Dvarim, there's no other nation that had this miracle. So you guys know you're the chosen nation because I've never done this for anyone else.